Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felth. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Sharon is very much part of the Silver Leos writing group that meets here at A&M Commerce. And you all have a big event coming up. It's the Fred Tarpley Memorial Writers Conference, Saturday, March 10th.
It is going to be fantastic. We have three Texas A&M Commerce professors that are going to be speaking on different writing areas. Robin Reed and Dr. Judy Ford are going to talk about writing alternate history. And then we have Diana Hines, who is head of the Creative Writing Center, and she's going to talk about memory in your writing. And then we have three best New York Times best-selling authors that are going to speak. One lives in Atlanta. Her name is Bobbi Cornblit, and she teaches at Emory right now. But Bobbi has a fascinating life, and she has written two books. One just won the Indy Excellence Book Awards, and it's called Shelter from the Texas Heat. Bobbi grew up in Dallas. She then moved to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, where she married an executive producer in one of the studios. And her second book, which is called Red Carpet Rivals, is all about the awards and the behind-the-scenes activities at, in Hollywood. And it was funny, and it was surprising, and she spills a lot of secrets.
It's a dishy book.
Oh, it is. She dishes the dirt.
For someone who spent some time out there in that scene. And then the second book might be of even more interest in this area, the Shelter from the Texas Heat, which is about Dallas women of a certain social status.
Yes. It's about, actually, this was her first book, but it's about growing up in Dallas. There's two girls who grow up in kind of the Highland Park area, and then one of the girls' mothers. And it's all about the happenings of growing up, and they throw in a little bit about having birthday parties at Neiman Marcus and going to the state fair. And it's just a book about growing up in Dallas and the privilege that you have if you're from the Highland Park area and the privileges you don't have if you weren't. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good book.
Mm-hmm. But she is now in Atlanta, Bobbi Cornblit, but she will be here. We're talking with Sharon Felth, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, and an event coming up, the Fred Tarpley Memorial Writers Conference, Saturday, March 10th. Now, there's a fellow from close by here, Revis, is it?
Revis Wortham, yes. He grew up kind of in the Hugo Grant, North Texas area, and he has written a series of books called the Red River Series, and it is, I just picked up the first one last night called The Rock Hole. It's a mystery about that area, and it's kind of between the Choctaw Indians, the black area of town, the white area of town, and the law enforcement in all three areas. It is a mystery, and I started it yesterday morning. I was just going to kind of skim it. I picked it up about 9:30. I put it down, finished it at 2:30 this morning. I could not put it down. It's fascinating. He's a very good writer.
Yeah, and obviously a Western-oriented writer.
He is. And he has another series. I think there's three books in the Red River series. He also has a new series called The Hawks. Hawks War series. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read any of those, but if they're anything like The Rock Hole, they're going to be fascinating. So I'm really looking forward to him. I've heard him a couple of times. Not only is he an excellent writer, he is a wonderful speaker, and he is very funny. He will entertain you at every minute of his speaking. He's just really funny. And I was an educator here for a while, but then moved on to writing, and I think he's written articles and speaks publicly.
Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Yeah, you said is each one of these is Bobbi Cornblit and Revis Wortham, are they both New York Times bestselling?
Yes, they
authors?
Both are.
Really?
Yes.
We're about out of time, but there's another author, Pamela Cripps Haskin, who will be part of this as
yes.
well.
Pamela is from this area too. She lives here in the area now, but she lived in Alaska for quite a while and wrote her first book about Alaska. Then she started writing a few children's books, Max the Boy Raindrop, And now she's writing her second book about Alaska, and Alaska itself, the location, is almost like one of the characters in her book. So mm-hmm. she will be speaking about that.
The deadline to sign up for this is March 1st, and then the event is Saturday, March 10th.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll be sad if you miss it. So,
Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.